Baseball's been a part of my life for even longer than I can remember, so my family tells me. I've always had an initial interest in sports and was luckily pretty talented at them. I think it all stemmed from my great-grandfather due to the fact that he would watch every Phillies game no matter when it was on. I spent a good majority of my childhood sitting on his floor watching the Phillies games, observing how to play and copying the players' styles and making them my own. I'm a big believer in learning from others. I've learned a lot from watching other players, coaches, and even from teaching myself. Once I was old enough to play t-ball, you could tell that I was going to be one of the first to register, and that's exactly what happened. I began to play as much as I could, but my options were limited as a kid. When you're that young, there aren't many leagues that you can play in. However, as I grew older, I was able to play in spring, summer, and fall, while also playing on travel teams. At the time, I also played soccer, then switched to football and basketball. Out of all the sports, baseball is definitely my favorite, with football as a close second. So, even though I played multiple sports, I was always most fond of my one and only favorite. I had some great times playing baseball as a kid, but my favorite years were when I was a catcher. My grandfather had always said that the catcher was the best position because they are involved in every play. So, for many years, I went to lots of camps and clinics that would help me to learn all the positions, most importantly, catcher. I became very good at being a catcher and eventually would play the whole game as the catcher without switching with any other players on the team. This was the highlight of my baseball career until I aged out of BYC. I never played for the school because I didn't have time for that practice schedule and all the after-school games. So, once I aged out of BYC, I never looked for another league to play in because my being a catcher had taken a toll on my knees. My knees have become pretty weak over the years, and they will get stiff or give out whenever they want. I was pretty sad to lose the ability to play, and by this time, my great-grandfather had passed away. I thought my life with baseball was over, until my younger cousin Michael decided to play. I decided that if I couldn't play, then I would play through my cousin. I began to teach him everything I knew about the sport, and we practiced with him constantly in the backyard. Michael learned very fast and became very good at playing. Now, Michael was pretty young when I started to teach him how to play, so I think he picked it up even faster than he would have if he was older. I think it's that little kid's brains or sponges or whatever that saying is. Anyway, Michael has gotten extremely good at all sports, but especially baseball. He's been on twice as many teams at his age than I ever was. I'm just glad to pass on my knowledge because my family has always believed that learning what you can from people with experience can help you pass that information on yourself. I hope someday that Michael will show someone else how to play baseball, just as my great-grandfather had taught me.